we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the November 9th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with African football. The Africa Cup of Nations qualifying competition resumes this week with matches all across the continent. Our VOA football fans will remember the 2014 Nations Cup tournament was originally scheduled for 2021 in Cameroon. But because of the coronavirus pandemic, it's been pushed back to January 2022. In Group H of Nations Cup qualifying, Zambia has home and away matches on November 12th and November 16th against Botswana. 2012 Nations Cup champion Zambia is off to a slow start in Nations Cup qualifying with losses in its first two matches. Botswana has one loss and one draw and 1 point. Defending Nations Cup champion Algeria is at the top of Group H with the maximum 6 points, while Zimbabwe has 4 points. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Zambia's head coach, Milutin Micho Sredovic, said he has some injury worries ahead of Thursday's home match against Botswana.
We are living at present in very funny times where COVID is ruling against humanity, and whole world has that problem, and we don't know which direction time ahead of us will take us. We are seeing the all sorts of problems on the planet in regards to that. Last time in FIFA break in October, we have been denied of arrival of two very important players, Patson Daka and Enoch Mepu, that are playing for Red Bull Salzburg due to problems with COVID. At present, we are having serious injury of Patson Daka, that is due to injury of the muscle in the UEFA Champions League match against Atletico Madrid. In Madrid, he got injured and he will be ruled out of these qualifiers. We also have certain players that are having question marks. So we shall see in times ahead of us what will happen, but we have exactly thinking about problems of injury, problems of blockage due to COVID-19, limitation of movement all over the world, that we have established a set of players that are around 28 for goalkeepers and 24 field players. That is a pool from where we shall get the best competitive part of our players that will help us being ready from all the aspects, enough mentally strong, enough physically fit and match fit to play against Botswana, technically effective and tactically extremely competitive, because we are expecting tough matches where small details will decide, and we want to do anything possible, those details to come on our side, and we save the face of Zambia, Zambians and Zambian football by moving from present unprecedented situation when we are on rock bottom with 0 points, 1 goal scored, 7 conceded, and we want those fortunes to turn in our favor. We have done everything in preparation. People say failing to plan is planning to fail. We have planned, we have strategized, we are still in a state of emergency. We want to give everything. We want to make Zambian people proud of their national team, and that to happen, instead of us talking, let our actions on the field of play on 12th of November in Lusaka and 16th of November in Francistown in Botswana talk instead of us. Let the football be the language we talk loudly.
That's Milutin Micho Sredovic, the head coach of Zambia's national men's football team, the Chipolopolo. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lusaka, Zambia.
Dear respected friends, sports greetings. This is Milutin Micho Sredovic, coach of Zambia national football team Chipolopolo and former national coach of Uganda Cranes. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Joining us now with more Africa Cup of Nations football qualifying news is Samson Omale.
Super Eagles of Nigeria head coach Gerard Raw expects to have the full complement of 23 players in camp on Tuesday ahead of his side's double qualifying fixture against Sierra Leone. The three-time African champions will host the Lone Stars on Friday, November 13th at the Samuel Ogbomedia Stadium in Benin City. Some Super Eagles players have suffered flight cancellations due to the coronavirus pandemic in Europe, which is expected to delay the arrival in camp. In South Africa, Bafana Bafana have confirmed that six players have withdrawn from the squad ahead of the upcoming African Cup of Nations qualifiers. Bafana Bafana will face Sao Tome and Principe in back-to-back AFCON qualifiers in South Africa in the next 2 weeks. I am Samson Omale in Abuja.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Prince Nesta says an Egyptian football star tops his latest report on the weekend action in the major European club football leagues. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sunny. Egyptian sharpshooter Mo Salah found the net as Liverpool played out a 1-1 draw with Pep Guardiola's Manchester City at the Etihad Stadium. With that strike, Salah has now scored 8 times in 8 games in this season's Premier League campaign, a joint record with Fernando Torres and Robbie Fowler for the Anfield outfit. Gabriel Jesus later cancelled out the 28-year-old's penalty, with Kevin De Bruyne missing a spot kick. English footballer of Nigerian descent Bukayo Saka's own goal and Ollie Watkins' double sent Aston Villa home from London with a stunningly 3-0 dominant win against Arsenal. Chelsea also came from behind to beat Sheffield United 4-1 comfortably at Stamford Bridge, leaving the visitors bottom of the Premier League on another frustrating evening for Chris Wilder's side. David McGoldrick gave the Blades the lead in the 9th minute with a deft flick from close range. But another English footballer of Nigerian descent, Tammy Abraham's scuffed half-volley bounced past Aaron Ramsdale for Chelsea's equalizer before Ben Chilwell, Thiago Silva and Timo Werner added a goal each to secure a victory. Bruno Fernandes's double eased the pressure on Ole Gunnar Solskjaer as Manchester United got back to win after beating Everton 3-1. Edinson Cavani also scored his first goal for the club on the counter-attack in the final minute of added time. The win sees United avoid their worst start to a top-flight season after 7 games since the 1989-1990 season and gives Solskjaer breathing space as the Premier League heads into the international break. Harry Kane was Tottenham's hero as his last gasp header sealed a 1-0 win against a spirited West Bromwich Albion side, while Jamie Vardy fired Leicester to the top of the Premier League after a gritty 1-0 win over Wolves. Angel Di Maria scored twice as Paris Saint-Germain made short work of René, despite a raft of absences in a 3-0 win with the Argentine striking in each half and Moise Kean scoring the other. The unknown Everton striker, born to Ivorian parents, took his tally to 5 goals in 5 matches. The Parisians' win was the 8th in a row in the French league and came as under fire coach Thomas Tuchel battles with an injury crisis that has left him without the likes of Neymar, French star of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe, and Marco Verratti. Lyon also moved into 5th place by beating struggling rival Saint-Etienne 2-1, with Tino Kadewere scoring twice. The 24-year-old Zimbabwean international scored scored in the 65th and 74th minute after Lyon had fallen behind in the first half. In other matches, Morgan Sanson finished powerfully from the edge of the penalty area as Marseille shrugged off its dire European form by scrapping past struggling Strasbourg 1-0 to move to fourth place in the French league. Monaco also sixth following a 2-1 victory at Nice. French footballer of Congolese descent Axel Disasi headed in a corner to put Monaco ahead on 23 minutes, and his fellow countryman of Senegalese descent Sofiane Diop doubled the lead early in the second half. Pierre scored a consolation for Nice as Patrick Vieira's side were beaten for the first time in 6 matches. Moving on to La Liga, halftime substitute Lionel Messi turned the game around for Barcelona as they beat Real Betis 5-2 for a first La Liga win in 5 games. French footballer of Mauritanian descent Ousmane Dembélé gave Barca the lead with a powerful effort before Antonio Sanabria smashed home an equalizer just before halftime. But Messi came on at the break and had a hand in Griezmann's equalizer and scored twice himself before teenager Pedri hit a late fifth. It was a much-needed win for Ronald Koeman, whose side had only picked 2 points from the previous 4 league games. The Blaugrana move up to 8th, 1 point behind Real Betis. French footballer of Algerian descent Karim Benzema put Madrid ahead with a scorching strike from outside the area, only for Valencia forward Carlos Soler to score a hat-trick of penalties as his side beat La Liga champions Real Madrid 4-1 at home. The 23-year-old became only the third player in La Liga history to score 3 spot kicks in a game. Atletico Madrid forward João Félix played a starring role with 2 goals and an assist as they crushed visitors Cadiz 4-0 to continue their rampant run of domestic form and go third in La Liga. Moving on to the Italian league, Lazio scored another stoppage time goal to rescue a 1-1 draw at home to Juventus. Juve appeared to be heading for a win after Cristiano Ronaldo's first half goal, but substitute Felipe Caicedo pounced deep in stoppage time. The old lady remained fifth, 4 points behind leaders AC Milan, who salvaged a point in a 2-all Serie A against Verona. Zlatan Ibrahimovic missed a penalty before scoring a late equalizer for the leaders. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nesta in Eugene, Oregon.
Sporty greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, Bob, D.C.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach is calling for sacrifice and patience among sports leaders ahead of next year's Tokyo Games in Japan.
Making the Olympic Games fit for the post-corona world also means that we all, whether Olympic or non-Olympic sport, that we all have to adapt to the new environment. It will take flexibility, creativity, and yes, also sacrifices from all of us.
Bach spoke at an invitation-only online meeting of the International Federation Forum. It brought together more than 200 sports officials who provided insights into areas such as crisis management and staying connected with athletes, fans, and stakeholders. The IOC president also struck a chord of unity during this difficult pandemic year of 2020.
We are all facing this unprecedented situation together. And this is why we especially appreciate your support and patience during these challenging times even more.
Thomas Bach assured the sports officials that preparations are being put in place to deliver a safe Olympic Games in Tokyo in 2021. He mentioned rapid COVID-19 testing and the development of vaccines as a good reason to be cautiously optimistic about the games that were postponed earlier this year.
While the global coronavirus crisis is far from over, we can see already now that sport is widely recognized as an essential factor in fighting the pandemic and as an integral part of the solution for the crisis recovery.
That's International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach. The Tokyo Games are scheduled to officially open on July 23rd, 2021 and go through August 8th, 2021.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C. Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight? Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Turning to tennis, Serbian star Novak Djokovic will end the year with the men's world number one ranking for a record-tying sixth time. The now-retired American Pete Sampras also had six year-end number one rankings. In a statement, Djokovic said, and I quote, "Pete was somebody I looked up to when I was growing up, so to match his record is a dream come true." Last month, Djokovic lost in the French Open final to world number two, Rafael Nadal of Spain. You might say it was a dream come true for Rafa, who matched Roger Federer's record of 20 major titles. In this Sunny Side of Sports tennis highlight for 2020, VOA Jim Stevenson looks back on Rafa's French Open triumph.
Novak Djokovic of Serbia came into the French Open men's final as the top-ranked player in the world, but it was Rafael Nadal of Spain who prevailed on his favorite clay surface.
Of course, I played at an amazing level of tennis. No, for two sets and a half, I played great. Honestly, I can't say another thing. It's impossible to have this score against him without playing great. We played a very good final. I played at my highest level when I needed to play at my highest level, so something that I am very, very proud.
Nadal won 6-love, 6-2, 7-5. He hit 31 winners with only 14 unforced errors.
I was under doubt before the match, yes, but it's true that my level of confidence and tennis have been improving every single day during the whole tournament. So I was not confident, because you can't be too confident going on court against Novak. But I have been positive, thinking that I will be able to play a good match.
Djokovic, who answered post-match questions in Serbian, had been hoping to become the first man in the Open era to lift every Slam trophy at least twice. All the balls were in his court, even when I was leading in the third set. I was struggling to win those points on my serve. I had kind of pulled myself out of his break chances, but to be honest, he was just a much better player today. Hats off for his performance. Nadal's 13th French Open title ties him with Roger Federer of Switzerland for 20 Grand Slam titles overall.
In terms of these records, of course that I care. I am a big fan of the history of sport in general, so I respect a lot that, and for me it means a lot to share the 20th, this number with with Roger.
Djokovic, with 17 Grand Slams, still believes he can catch up to Federer and Nadal, as otherwise he could retire now. If I thought that it's too late, I would stop playing tennis today. But because I don't think it's too late, I will continue as long as I have fuel in my legs and the love to continue with the sport. I will try to become a better player day by day and to be in a better form and so on.
Se trudim da budem bolji igrač i da budem u što boljoj formi i tako dalje, mislim.
Djokovic says the so-called big three have no plans to stop.
Situacije ove vrste, iako sam ušao u tu četvrtu deceniju i po nekom teniskom, da kažemo...
I have entered this fourth decade and from a historical point of expectations in tennis, Nadal, myself, and especially Federer, who is older than us, have been written off and called pensioners many times in the past. But the three of us are still continuing to prove that we are the best players in the world, despite all the criticism and expectations for us to throw in the towel.
Uprkos svim tim pritiscima sa strane i možda na očekivanjima da trebamo da okačimo reket u klin.
As for where the records will one day end up,
let's see what's going on when we finish our careers. No, we keep playing, so I don't know what can happen in the future. I'm just excited, and of course it's something that means a lot to me, and at the same time share this record between us, that we had an amazing rivalry for such a long time, is something in some way beautiful, I really believe.
Stand up! Stand up!
Sports fans have a lot to hear each day on VOA. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports for the latest from Africa, the United States, and around the world.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro.
Find the Sunny Side of Sports on the radio, online, and as a podcast.
This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
I get it.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Thanks, Haiti. That's my VOA colleague, Haiti Fitzpatrick. In American-style professional football, the New Orleans Saints trounced the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Sunday night in a matchup between two of the NFL's top quarterbacks. The AP's Tom Akins reports from Tampa, Florida.
What was expected to be a battle of two great quarterbacks turned very one-sided as the New Orleans Saints manhandled the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 38-3. Drew Brees led the Saints attack, completing 26 of 32 passes for 222 yards and four touchdowns to four different receivers. The Bucs' Tom Brady was harassed all night by the Saints' defense and completed 22 of 38 passes for 209 yards. He was intercepted three times, sacked three times, and compiled a quarterback rating of just 40.4.
Well, I think it's about playing better and execution, and we all have to do our job a lot better. So when you play good teams, there's little margin of error. They've been a great team for a long time. They got a lot of good players, and if we're going to beat them, we got to play a lot better than we played tonight.
Tampa Bay gained just 9 yards rushing. The Saints moved atop the NFC South with a record of 6-2, while the Bucs dropped to 6-3. Tom Akins, Tampa.
Thanks, Tom. In another NFL result, the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs pulled out a narrow 2-point victory Sunday against the Carolina Panthers. The AP's Greg Eklund reports from Kansas City, Missouri.
On the final play of the game, Carolina's 67-yard field goal attempt, which would have been an NFL record, went wide right, and the Kansas City Chiefs held on to win 33-31. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes threw four touchdown passes in the victory.
I mean, if you watch the tape of the Panthers play, I mean, every single game, no matter who they play, they've been right in it. So we knew it was going to be a dogfight. We knew it was going to be something we're going to have to bring our best game.
The Chiefs didn't grab their first lead until late in the third quarter when running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire hauled in a four-yard touchdown pass. Greg Eklund, Kansas City.
Thanks, Greg. And that wraps up the November 9th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation of the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.